tips, advice, hacks, navigating the crazy world of parenting. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, the first day of fall, it's also photo season. This is when you can get the best photos of your family, of your kids. And on Thursdays, we talk to our friend Callie from Butt First Coffee Blog. You can follow her on YouTube and Instagram. She's got great videos and tips about parenting, mom life, dad life, all of it. And today we're going to talk about taking pictures of your kids. How do you get the best photos, Callie?
Yeah, I feel like the most important thing I have found when it comes to taking good photos of my kids is when, like, you're sort of setting the general theme is to not, like, overthink it. I think if you, like, look back at some of your favorite photos that you've ever snapped of your kids, they probably aren't the staged ones, right? Like, with kids, the best way to get good photos, in my opinion, is just to, like, let it be candid and, like, let them sort of be in their natural environment, if you will. Like, I'm always just kind of keeping my eyes open when they're doing their normal thing, if you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And trying to capture those photos. So, but a few tips on top of those, if you are outside, I find definitely for photos, natural light is always best, especially when you're using, and most of us are using cell phone. I mean, the cell phone cameras nowadays are like so good anyways. Natural light always when possible is going to give you the best photos. If it's an overcast day, that's like the best. If it's really sunny, like try to get in the shade so you don't have direct sun on the kid's face. And one tip I always suggest is when you go to snap the photo, crouch down. So you're kind of at their level. So you're not like taking the photo from above. I always feel like that gives a really nice perspective and gives like way better photos of the kids. One other thing too, is instead of telling them to say cheese or like to smile, is ask them to laugh. Somebody gave me this tip one time and you get a way more like realistic smile as opposed to that cheesy toddler smile.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah, because it's funny to be able to see their reaction to when you tell them to laugh, what they come up with, you know?
Yes. Yeah, it feels like a lot more real. So we all know that like awkward smile when you tell your teacher
right.
Why are they showing so many teeth? You're like, I'm not really sure.
With my daughter Grace, it's like her impression of a smile, like what she thinks the smile looks like, you know?
Also sort of how an evil villain would do it.
Yeah, exactly.
But my last tip, whenever somebody like DMs me on Instagram and asks me about the photos I take of my kids, I always say invest in some photo presets. I have the Lightroom app on my phone and you could buy photo presets on Lightroom. It's like $10. It's like a one-time purchase and then you always have them. And it just goes wonders. It's like a single click and it edits the photos super beautifully for you. So that's my last tip to really add the final pizzazz to the photos.
Nice. These are great ones. So if you're taking photos with your family, with your kids, definitely use some of these tips from Callie. All right. Thanks, Callie. Butt First Coffee Blog. You can check her out on YouTube and Instagram. She's got great content on there. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.